It is, well, Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Here's the good news.
Friday installment of Not Necessarily the News, to where we first report the news story so later we can say that we told you so.
Aw, that's so sweet.
We would never say that. Welcome our worldwide audience. Visualizing the show, see what you can hear on our Hank Facebook Live as we live stream. Tonight's lead story, yes, the bromance is cooked.
Uh-oh.
And it was on yesterday between Elon and President Trump, all about the big, beautiful bill and Elon's criticism. That's how it started, and then, boy, that escalated quickly.
Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore. I was surprised.
He was surprised. And, of course, the president. And a lot back and forth on this to the point where eventually there were allegations.
Oh, my word. What?
And then there was the threats of pulling the government contracts. And then actually what is substantial in this at this point is Elon saying that he would decommission the Dragon X SpaceX, which is a big problem because that's what like NASA's going to use now.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be just, you know, taking the vehicle and parking it on the side of the road, saying no, you can't use it
anymore. So he's taking his toys and going home.
Pretty much.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Right.
And more audio just a little bit from the president.
You saw a man who was very happy when he stood behind the Oval Desk, and even with the black eye, I said, do you want a little makeup? We'll get you a little makeup. But he said, no, I don't think so, which is interesting and very nice. He wants to be who he is.
That's another little nugget of news that we didn't know about. Well, there you go. Didn't we do this bit on Monday and look at coming to fruition? Sorry. Not
MAGA.
Sorry. All right. More on that as we go.
So the Top Gun franchise, one of the most popular and profitable in American history, Tom Cruise is ready to cash in. Word is they're hard at work writing a third installment of the series and are hoping that he'll be part of the fun. But there is a caveat. You know, Tom doesn't work for cheap. He is angling for $35 to $40 million up front before signing on to play Maverick once again. Unfortunately, these demands are a little on the high side. They say it could tank the entire project, but he's definitely still in fighting condition no matter what he's doing. He just made the record books for the most burning parachute jumps by a single person.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want to just jump out of a plane. I want to be on fire when I do it.
Yeah, according to Guinness, he did this 16 times.
Mm.
Jumping with a burning parachute. Nobody, and I looked for this, there is no record of how many previous the record was. Or was there a record?
It's almost like people shouldn't be doing that and we shouldn't be keeping track.
Congratulations, Tom. We knew you could do it. George Jones was honored yesterday. Jamie Johnson was there and his widow, Nancy, in front of the Ryman Auditorium. A full, big old George Jones statue will be sitting right there.
Ooh.
In other music news, it was announced, first of all, that a Kiss biopic, Shouted Out Loud, will be coming to theaters. And one casting we have.
Okay.
Playing frontman, the star child, Paul Stanley, will be Nick Jonas. Nick
okay.
Jonas will be Paul
yeah,
Stanley.
I could see that.
No other word on the other guys. Probably, I mean, just get the kids from Hanson. Then you filled the band
no,
right there.
No, yeah. That's completely
or a Komodo
different.
Dragon to mm-mm. play Gene. There it is. So, interested to see that.
Britney Spears single, looking to mingle, and has her eyes set on a new man. You ready for this?
Mm.
His name, Ben Affleck.
Run, Ben.
Yeah, you
Run.
May remember that he has been Run. Protective about her in the singer in the past because, you know, they kind of came up at the same time. She had a whole lot of bad publicity, interesting decisions to go along with it. And Britney really appreciates this. She thinks he's sexy, suave, is trying to get his digits, and is downright tenacious when it comes to getting what she wants.
Mm. Well, I mean, dude, if you couldn't handle J-Lo, I don't think Britney's going to be something that you want to deal with. Exactly. Runaway. A couple of weeks ago, we told you about North Korea, which had tried to launch their new warship. And as they were doing that, it fell off the truck that was, and then it capsized, and it's been laying on its side, according to satellite images. Until yesterday, they had moved it to dry dock, and then they repaired it, and it's back in the water. So congratulations
to them.
Good
job.
Yeah, yeah. Can they get this show over in North Korea? Probably not, right?
I hope not.
Because if I'm not mistaken, they're playing...
Will it fly?
Oh, yeah. What's up?
And we haven't released Will It Float International Edition yet. It got held up because of the tariffs.
Pacific.
Will it float?
So one of the wonders of modern medicine, it's not just treatment for deadly diseases. It's looking good as well. That would be our good buddy Botox, ladies and gentlemen. New research shows that folks with the treatment are seen as attractive and more attractive than the general population, but not by much. 0.07 points higher than those who go all natural, but it could come with a big price for singles. They're seen as better options for short-term flings and friends, but not necessarily long-term partners. Those who go for the talks are viewed as slightly younger, but not necessarily more competent, intelligent, or charismatic.
I bet this all really shocked people with Botox.
Wait,
you can't
what?
Tell. It was shocking for them. In the Diddy trial yesterday, there were more victims of the thing. But the judge in the Diddy trial threatened to boot Diddy from the courtroom because he's been making faces at the jury. How about we just boot him from the courtroom and just call this a day, okay?
Can we just boot him, period? Just send him?
Ready and waiting. And announced yesterday, Michael. Do we like Michaels? Because everybody loves Hobby Lobby. Everybody loved Joanne. But nobody said anything about Michaels. Yeah, Michaels is over here with his arms crossed going, we're fine.
I like the Michaels. In fact, I think Michaels is like an untouched gem. I found some awesome clearance items there a couple weeks ago.
Well, you're going to find more. Michaels has acquired now Joanne Brands.
Ooh, are
Joanne
they bringing Fabrics. In all the fabrics?
They are not opening or reopening the stores that of Joanne Fabrics closed, but yeah, they are going in and they are bringing all the inventory into their Michaels stores. Which means on those clearance weeks, as the stores were closing and you couldn't buy anything at Joanne Fabrics, it's because Michael came in and had bought it already.
Michael.
That's right, Tom.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.